This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we were asking you, you know, what annoying things do you feel should be made into a law?
Tracy said people riding your, you know what, in the passing lane when you're actually passing people.
Riding your buttocks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beth says adults watching YouTube or Facebook videos on their phones in restaurants without earbuds. No one else wants to hear what you're watching.
I agree.
Laura, completely agree with Laura. Getting your gas and then walking into the convenience store, tying up a pump.
They're going in for some nutrition.
Oh my gosh, that is so annoying. Doug says walking around in public on speakerphone all while yelling into your phone. Speakerphone mode makes the mic more sensitive. There's no need to yell. Diana, when the ads pop up on your phone, the designer adds the little X at the top of the screen and it makes you click the ad, but it's not actually an X.
Yes.
It makes you click the ad.
I agree.
Lauren said those super bright headlights that some people have.
Yes.
Carissa said when you go to certain places, like a game or a concert, and they give you a drink without a lid.
Okay, I'm going to throw another one in. The bright headlight thing triggered something in my memory. In recent years, police cars, the red and blue lights are so blinding that as you're approaching an accident or somebody pulled over, you can't even see. It leaves that like thing in your eyeballs.
Yes.
So it should be illegal for police to use their red and blue lights.
It's hard at night.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.